Good morning. Hello, everybody. No. Very lovely to be talking to Rutland and Leicestershire, the place that, well, you're going to tell me, aren't you?
Well, I didn't know this actually about you until I was researching that you actually grew up in Rutland.
I did. I'm lucky enough. I had a bit of a hybrid upbringing because my mum and dad worked in Rutland and Sheffield. They both had jobs in both places, really. And so that meant that my secondary school experience was in Sheffield, but my younger days were all around Rutland. And I have just amazing memories. And that's where my parents still are. So I'm home all the time. I love it. It's definitely home.
What's your fondest memories?
Pottering around the garden with my mum. I grew up in a little village, tiny little village overlooking Rutland Reservoir, and she was a really keen gardener and loved doing that. That was before my dad started taking me walking across the Peak District, which obviously is the Sheffield connection and where the whole walking thing came in. And also, I vividly remember not learning to windsurf on Rutland water. My mum and dad bought me, for one of my birthdays, they got me lessons, and I was abysmal at windsurfing. If it had been stand-up paddleboarding today, I think I'd have been all right, but I just couldn't get to grips with the ticking and tacking and the wavy thing. So I think on one of my excursions, I had to be rescued.
I'm so glad you mentioned paddleboarding, though, because only yesterday I went to Bosworth Water Park with my family, and we were watching people either kayaking, canoeing, or having a go and paddleboarding. And we got into it briefly a couple of weeks ago when we were in Torquay, but obviously it's something that you can go and do on Rutland Water. When you come back, do you ever have a go there?
You know what? I've only just realised now what we're about to talk about. When I was growing up, there was in Rutland, there was the sailing club where you could do windsurfing, and that was pretty much it. But of course, now there's kayaking, canoeing, stand-up paddleboarding. So next time I'm home, I think I'm going to do a bit of kayaking, actually, because I've done quite a bit of that filming over the years, and I really love that. And you can go to Whitwell, the water sports place in Whitwell, and you can kayak or canoe or SUP or rowing boats as well. I remember we used to go fishing with my mum and dad as well, because obviously Rutland Reservoir is a big fishing spot. And I remember them taking me out in a little boat, and we'd sit there for hours just sort of waiting for a line, waiting for something to be caught on the line. Good times. They were very happy memories.
Yeah, absolutely. And more happy memories now with barbecuing, which is this list that you've compiled, which brought us on to the whole subject of Rutland in the first place, because you put this list together of the top places to go and barbecue around the country, Rutland being in there. How did that come about?
So it came about because Weber, who make barbecues, funnily enough, did a bit of research. And what they found was really interesting. In the last 12 months, more than half of the people that they spoke to had upped their grilling skills. And 48% of people that they spoke to said that they now have a weekly barbecue. So we're calling them the barbecue explorers. And that's basically where maybe we'd normally go abroad, obviously, for our holidays because of COVID. We're not. We're doing lots more staycations. So we've been staycationing in the UK, making the most of locally farmed produce and ingredients, or just doing more barbecuing at home. And we've certainly done that in our household. I mean, I've got three little kids now. And in fact, we're coming to Rutland this weekend, and my little boy we're going to be doing a bit of barbecuing, and he's going to be doing a bit of kayaking as well on Rutland water.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What a dream. And
yeah, gorgeous.
Talking to the Rutland blogger yesterday, because more people have been staycationing, as you say, it seems that Rutland is such a place that people want to come that it has been a lot busier. So if you're going to barbecue, then what are the kind of things you like to do, Julia?
Yeah, so in compiling the list, what we tried to do with this list was also not to go for the big hubs and to try and talk about some other places that maybe aren't so well known. So Rutland Water, of course, is really well known to us because, you know, that's it, that we love it, and we know we grew up there, and I grew up there, but not everybody knows about Rutland. So we thought putting Rutland on the list was a really good thing to do to attract other people from other areas. We also on the list there, we've got the Downs in Bristol, we've got in Woveley, we've got the Camping and Caravanning Club site, and I'm the president of the Camping and Caravanning Club.
Are you?
And actually, yeah, I'm the only female president in the history of the club. It's 120 years old, and they've had people like Lord Baden-Powell and Scott of the Antarctic, and proudly I'm the female president, so I'm like the mama president. And we thought it was nice to include a campsite on there because of the whole staycationing thing that people are doing. You know, that's what you think about when you're camping. You do a bit of barbecuing as well, don't you? So we dropped one of those in, and we've included the Beckenfell Country Park in Lancashire. Yorkshire. I'll give you one more, just if people are listening and they want to travel further or see. In the south, you can go to South Sea Common, Portsmouth. That was another place. And these are places where there are designated barbecue zones set up, or you are allowed to barbecue. So we've sort of put the research in there. Go on to the Weber website, weber.com, www.weber.com, and they will tell you more about how you should barbecue and recipes and tips when you are barbecuing. Because, of course, what we don't want to do is go to these beautiful places and leave stuff behind. So if possible, take a portable barbecue with you rather than those disposable ones, which are not very good for the planet. Always take your litter with you. And of course, be very, very careful about fire and make sure that you are barbecuing in the designated area of the places that we've spoken about today.
Julia, you know, have a big listenership of people who enjoy caravanning and getting out and about, and they even take us with them, which is amazing, because they'll phone us from holidays and say, we've still got you on in the morning.
Oh, brilliant. That's fantastic. Well, great. Great that they do. Well, get yourselves to Woverley, the Camping and Caravanning Club site there, and they'll look after you very well.
Now, as well as barbecuing, you're also part of a foundation. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so my sister and I, Gina, set up the Outdoor Guide, which is a free online resource for people. We set it up about 10 years ago when people started asking me a lot about my walks. So, you know, what do you wear? What are the best boots? Where do you go? What's your favourite walk? And seriously, there were so many questions coming in. I couldn't get to them all. So we thought, I know what we'll do. We'll pop it all up in one place so that people can go there to get all of those answers. And that website has grown and grown. We now have hundreds and hundreds of walks all across the country that you can log on to theoutdoorguide.co.uk. You can download the walk for free. It's been plotted by Ordnance Survey, so it's a really good route. And also on the Outdoor Guide is lots of other free information about, like, there might be pubs where you can take your dog, or family-friendly places that you can go to, or the good gear, the gear that I really like. So a real cross-section, all things outdoorsy. And we've also now set up the Outdoor Guide Foundation because there's a really worrying statistic, and that is that 40% of children today, this generation of children, never play outdoors. And that is a real tragedy, because outdoor play and spending time outside is massively important for all of us. In fact, I'm writing a book about it right now. We all need nature, and it's not just something pretty that is somewhere over there. It's something that genuinely, it feeds us. We need nature for our clean air. And we need it for exercise, and we need it for our mental health. And that's why things like the National Trust and all the national parks were set up. Was to provide, back in the day, free access to beautiful places and green spaces for us all to access for our own benefit. And it's just really sad now that, as I said, 40% of kids are not playing outside. It does help with independence. It helps them. It helps their outdoor play is very different to their indoor play. It builds their immune systems. You know, it's really the foundation of our health for the rest of their lives. And I'm an example of that, because that's what my mum and dad did with me. I gardened with my mum. I went walking in the Peak District with my dad. But it's not just all about the big things. It's going to the park. It's just realizing that we need nature. And for the foundation, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get, one of the big barriers is parents and families saying, I haven't got the right kit, I haven't got waterproofs and wellies, I can't go outside. Because of course, here we are in the lovely UK, the weather is a little bit changeable, shall we say. So the foundation's aim is to provide 20,000 primary schools across the UK with a number of kits, so that those children and those families that can't access this outdoor gear, that we can donate it to them, and they can get it and they can give it, and it means it's one less barrier to stop those families spending time outside.
Phenomenal work, Julia. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and enjoy coming back to Rutland with the family at the weekend.
I will, and it's lovely to talk to you again, because we've met before in the corridors of BBC Two.
We have. Thank you so much, Julia. All the best. Take care.
Yeah,
right
take
now.
Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend.